Hi, Linda.
Yes.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling to see if you meet the criteria to file a claim for the Roundup lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
I thought I'd just get a letter saying it was too late.
I'm not sure. What was the letter entitling, or who was the letter from exactly?
Some lawyers.
Were you already represented regarding the lawsuit?
No, they just called. And then they said it was too late.
Okay. I'm not sure who you spoke with. Let me ask you this. Were you or a loved one exposed to Roundup?
Yes.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with any cancer after being exposed?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of cancer diagnosis?
Leukemia.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And who would this be in regards of?
Excuse me?
Who would this be in regards of? Who was diagnosed with the leukemia?
Who diagnosed me?
No, who was diagnosed with the leukemia? Was it you or a loved one?
No, it's me.
Okay. And then what year were you diagnosed?
Oh, Lordy. Maybe 16 years.
So that would be roughly around 2009, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and do you know the specific type of leukemia you were diagnosed with?
CCDL. Chronic.
CCL.
CCL.
Chronic lymphocytic leukemia?
Wait just a minute. What?
Chronic lymphoblastic leukemia.
CLL.
Okay,
my granddaughter's trying to help me.
Okay, no worries. Give me one second, okay?
Okay. They're calling the old thing again.
What?
Roundup thing.
Okay. And do you currently have an attorney?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. All right, so just to confirm, I just want to confirm no one ever sent you something to sign with your finger or on your phone or electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail to fill out and send back regarding this lawsuit?
No.
Okay. And then did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
And to the best of your knowledge, what month and year were you diagnosed?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Okay. I know you said 16 years ago. Is that correct?
Yes.
So that would be roughly around 2009, correct?
Right.
Okay. And do you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
I have several that sprayed it, but they didn't get anything.
Okay, okay, that's good. I'm happy to hear that. So no one that was diagnosed with anything?
No.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's good. And then how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
Mm.
Or how old are you right now?
I'm 80.
You're 80? Okay, so mm-hmm. About 16 years ago, you'd mm-hmm. be about 64, is that correct?
It's probably about right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for being patient with me. I really do appreciate it. And then how many years did you spray Roundup for?
Since I was like in high school.
Okay. For how many years did you spray it for?
Probably
30 or 40 years.
30 or 40 years?
Mm-hmm.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Okay, and the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a landline.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And then, in regards, these questions are going to be based off your past or present medical history. These are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, or an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had Epstein-Barr, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
Arthritis.
Okay. And then have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the CLL?
No.
Okay. And do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then you said your diagnosis, was it chronic lymphocytic leukemia?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your first name as Linda, spelled L-I-N-D-A?
Yes.
And last name as Cook, spelled K-O-O-K-E?
No, C.
I'm sorry, O-O- C-O-O-K-E.
Yes.
Sorry, I just pronounced it wrong. Thank you for correcting me. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Okay, repeat that.
Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes.
So the question is asking, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Excuse me. I cannot hear either.
No worries.
Female.
Thank you. And then are you currently married?
Yes.
And then can I get your social, please?
Shouldn't be giving it on the phone.
Okay.
No.
Okay, if you're more comfortable giving the last four, but the attorneys will need the full social when you do speak with them.
8175.
Okay, thank you so much. And then can I get your date of birth?
3/11/44.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Of course. And then your current age is 80, correct? You're going to be 81
mm-hmm.
this year?
Right.
And then can I get your height and weight?
Oh, boy. 5'4". I'm a little over 200,
okay.
So 210.
210, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your CLL?
Advertisements.
Advertisements. And when did you first become aware that your diagnosis may have been related to Roundup? What date?
Oh, gosh. It's in 2009.
That's when you realized that your cancer was related to Roundup?
Yes.
Okay, so roughly around 2009, around the time you were diagnosed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I have your email as gailcook@bellsouth.net?
Yes.
And I have your phone number as 256-739-3700.
Okay, that's my cell.
Is that your cell, your home,
no,
or both?
No, oh. That's my home. Excuse me.
Okay.
That's my home.
Do you have a cell number that I can put down?
256-339-2600.
Okay. And that's your cell, correct?
Uh-huh.
And then can I get your spouse's first and last name, please?
Larry Cook.
And then can I get Larry's phone number, please?
Same thing.
256-339-2600?
No, that's my cell.
Okay.
The home base.
Oh, the home phone number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll put that down. So 256-739-3700?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then how many times, if you had to estimate the number, how many times a year did you use Roundup?
Oh, my gosh. From spring till winter.
Spring until winter?
Mm-hmm.
So roughly around, how often during the spring?
3 or 4 times a week.
3 or 4 times a week? Was it every week?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if I'm doing the math correctly, so 3 or 4 times a week, so about, let's say, 3 times a week for about 6 months out of the year, correct?
Right.
So that would be roughly around 7-8 times a year. Is that correct? Does that sound
yes.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then what month and year did you start spraying Roundup?
I would say April.
April of what year?
2007 or something like that before.
That's when you started or stopped?
Started it.
So you started spraying Roundup in 2007?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
probably
when did you...
earlier than that because I was in high school.
Okay,
oh
so I
gosh.
Just want to... Okay, so you said you were in high school. So you were in high school, let's say, when you were about, like, 16 years old?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be 1960. Does that sound correct?
That sounds about right.
Okay. And then when did you stop spraying Roundup?
Let me try. Probably.
Was it when you were diagnosed?
Yes, it was about the time of that.
Okay. So about 2009?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
And where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied to? Was it residentially, commercially?
Residential.
And then was
totally
it, like, front and back in your front and backyard?
Uh-huh.
You said front and backyard, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
And what state did you use the product in?
Liquid.
What state? I'm sorry.
Alabama.
Alabama? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just want to confirm your exposure was residential?
Yes.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Your first exposure, was it directly, indirectly?
I sprayed all the flowers and weeds and things that, gosh, I'd say directly and indirectly.
Okay. So directly exposed by spraying at home?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just want to confirm you were exposed directly. Did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yes.
And how many exposures would you say that you've had to Roundup in your lifetime if you had to estimate a number?
Probably the same number you estimated a while ago.
So I know you said that you were exposed to Roundup roughly around 78 times a year, correct?
Right.
And you were exposed for about, let's see what I put down, about 30 years. Okay. So you were exposed for about 30 years or more than that?
Probably more than that, but I would say that.
Okay. So I just want to make sure we have all our numbers right. So I know you said earlier you were exposed about 30 to 40 times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the years that I have down are 1960 to 2009. So that's about 49 years.
Okay.
So about 49 years, is that correct?
Yes. I'll get that right.
Okay. So 78 times a year for 49 years, that's about 3,822 times. Does that sound correct
mm-hmm.
to you?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you get your water from a well?
I did. When
okay.
I was growing up, I did.
All right. And then do you know if the water well was ever tested at all?
No, it wasn't.
No? Okay. Have you been exposed to any other herbicides?
Not that I know of.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was a concentrate.
Concentrate? And where did you purchase the Roundup from?
Goodness. Any grocery store, hardware store or anything like Lowe's or anything like that. We had markets up, you know, on the whatever we were working with.
Okay. And then do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases?
No, I don't.
And do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
Yes.
Okay. The attorneys do ask if you do have anything, do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the following questions are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Have you ever lost time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And then can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
Okay. It would be Coleman Regional Medical Center, but it would be Dr. Johnny Nasillo.
Is that in Pullman, Washington?
Excuse me?
What city?
Pullman, Alabama.
Pullman, Alabama. There's also one in Washington, that's why.
Okay.
Let's see, why is it not coming up?
Coleman, C-U-L-L. M-A-N.
Okay, I was looking up Pullman. I'm sorry. Okay, so Coleman Regional Medical Center in Alabama.
Yeah.
And is it 1912-AL-157, Coleman, Alabama, zip code 35058?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you also treated at this facility?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and pull their information. Give me 1 second, okay? Okay, and then what was the name of the doctor?
Dr. Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y, Nasilla, N-A-C-I-L-L-A. I also had one in Birmingham, but he's now retired.
Okay, I can put down Johnny. And did he treat you as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm still under him.
Okay. And then what was the date that you started your treatment with Johnny Nasilla?
I don't know.
To the best of your knowledge, was it 2009? Was it a couple years after?
Probably, maybe a couple years after. A
couple years after? Would you say 2 to 3 years, 4 years, 5 years?
Maybe three.
3 years? So about 2012? Does that sound correct?
Mm-hmm. Sounds okay.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your non-Hodgkin's, for your CLL?
It's medication.
Just medication?
Mm-hmm. He keeps saying that whatever it's going to do, that he will be ready and it'll be a treatment.
Okay. And then what is your current full address?
1637. Douglas Street, Southeast, Coleman, Alabama, 35055.
What was the city again? I'm sorry.
Coleman, C-U-L-L-M-A-N. C-U-L-L-M-A-N.
Okay, got it. And then I just want to confirm the oncology practice is also Coleman Regional Medical Center, correct?
No, he's on his own.
Oh, he has his own practice?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is that Coleman Oncology and Hematology?
Yes.
Okay. So is that where you received your treatment as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me change all that information. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
But your treatment, your diagnosing was at Coleman Regional, correct?
No, it was with Dr. Nasilla at Coleman Regional at that time.
Okay, so originally, you were diagnosed at Coleman Regional, and then when you did your treatment, that was at Coleman Oncology and Hematology, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. Mm-hmm. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Do you have permission to contact this person?
Yes.
And who is this person to you?
Larry.
Your husband?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then that phone number is going to be the home phone number, correct?
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull that. Okay, I do have one last question for you. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Oh, boy. You just don't have any energy. I stayed sick a long time with the lymph nodes swelling out. And so I was going to the ERs or the emergency rooms. And, you know, if I go off anywhere, I'd be getting sick. So I guess that's the way it did it.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, I'm happy to hear that you're still with us today, Linda.
Thank you.
We are just about done. I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in a lawsuit. You don't currently have an attorney, and you were diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. This has been your only diagnosis, and you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed roughly around January 1st, 2009, and you were about 64 years old at the time of your diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay. And then you sprayed Roundup for roughly around 49 years. You sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a citizen in the United States. In regards to your medical history, I only have rheumatoid arthritis. And I have your first name as Linda, spelled L-I-N-D-A, last name Cook, C-O-O-K-E. I have the last four of your social as 8175. I have your date of birth as March 11, 1944. Your current age is 80 years old. I have your height as 5'4", weight 210 pounds. You did first become aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup roughly around January 1st, 2009 from advertisements. I have your email as gailcook@bellsouth.net. I have your cell phone number as 256-339-2600. I have your husband's name as Larry, spelled L-A-R-R-Y, last name Cook, C-O-O-K-E. I have Larry's phone number as 256-739-3700. In regards to how many times you've used Roundup a year, it would be about 78 times. Used it from roughly around 1960 to about 2009, and you did spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis. You did not have any protective gear when applying Roundup, and you sprayed residentially front and backyard in the state of Alabama. You were directly exposed by spraying it at home, and you did personally spray Roundup yourself, and you were present for the application every time. And you've had roughly about 3,822 exposures in your lifetime. At the time, you did get water from a well, and the water was not tested. And then you have not been exposed to any other herbicides, no exposure to benzene or Agent Orange. You purchased a concentrate from the grocery store and hardware store like Lowe's. You don't currently have receipts of Roundup, you don't currently have Roundup purchase receipts, but you do have Roundup in your possession.
Yeah.
And then I have your diagnosing doctor as Johnny Nasilla, located at 1912 AL-157 Coleman, Alabama, zip code 35058. I have the phone number as 256-737-2000. In regards to your treatment, I have Coleman Oncology and Hematology, located at 1750 AL Highway 157 in Coleman, Alabama, zip code 35055. That is also the oncology practice. And the treating doctor I have is Johnny Nasilla, and your treatment was roughly around January 1st, 2012. In regards to treatment, you had medication. And then I have your address is 1637 Douglas Street Southeast in Coleman, Alabama, zip code 35055. And I have your emergency contact as your husband who lives with you. His name is Larry, spelled L-A-R-R-Y, last name Cook, C-O-O-K-E. Phone number I have for Larry is 256-739-3700, and we do have permission to contact him if needed.
Yes.
Okay, does everything sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Linda, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I'll be calling you within the next couple of hours or tomorrow once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms, like a medical release, so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
I should be.
Okay. And do you have any questions before I submit your information?
No.
Okay. So the system's generating these documents. Linda, your cell phone, is it a smartphone by chance?
No.
No? Okay. Do you have access to your email?
Yes.
Okay. So the only way for the attorneys to get in contact with you and to get started on your case is I just sent you documents that you need to sign. This is just regarding HIPAA release forms as well as legal representation. They sent both to your email and text message, but you said that you don't have a smartphone, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So you would need to access it by email. How do you access your email?
With my phone.
With your phone? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So what I'd have you do is go on your phone and access your email. Are you able to do that right now while you're on the phone with me?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll have you go on your phone and access your email.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, let me know when you're ready, okay?
Come and access my email. Wait just one moment.
Okay, no worries. Take your time.
I got three dogs. Hold on.
Okay, you're on your email?
Are we on our email yet? My granddaughter's doing it.
No worries.
Okay, we're on email.
Okay, so you'll see an email. It'll say DocuSign on it, and it'll say Mass Tort Strategies, Shireen Sakala. Let me know once you see it, okay?
Okay. Do you see anything that says .com? Why don't you talk to her? I'm going to let you talk to her, okay?
Okay, no worries.
Okay.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Shireen. Are you Linda's granddaughter?
Yes.
Okay. So do you see the email with the DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see the in the email there should be a link attached to it?
Yeah.
Go ahead and click on that link. It's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature. You'll hit yes or I agree or I accept.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see a yellow start button on the top right corner. Go ahead and click on that. It'll prompt you to all the fields where Linda needs to sign her initial. Just make sure when she signs, she puts her first and last name because the attorneys are very strict about that. But you'll go ahead and hit the yellow button. It'll prompt you to the signature field where you need to sign her initial, and then you'll hit next, and it'll keep prompting you to the fields until you're all done, and it'll say finish on the bottom, okay?
Okay.
And then let me know once she's done, okay?
Okay, I think I'm done.
Okay, let me see. Okay, perfect. I just received it on my end. Okay, perfect. So with that being said, these documents and the entire phone call is going to go to our quality assurance team. They're going to go ahead and verify everything, make sure everything's accurate before transferring that information to the attorneys. Once the attorneys receive that information, they'll task me to go ahead and give you a call and get you transferred over to them. Once I do that, they'll go ahead and get started on your case. I know you mentioned that you don't have a smartphone. Is that correct?
We do.
Okay. Is there a number that I can text? That way you have my contact information.
It is at 256-339.
Okay, so her cell phone number that she gave me?
Yes.
Okay.
She has an iPhone.
Okay. Let me go ahead and send that text while I still have you on the line just to confirm that you receive it, okay? Okay, I just sent the text. It's from a 949 number. That's my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, that will be my main point of contact. And I will be contacting you from that number to transfer you over to the attorneys, okay?
There we go.
All right, perfect.
Got it.
All right, thank you so much. I'm wishing you nothing but the best. Again, I'm very, very sorry to hear everything that you went through. I'm wishing you nothing but the best. And if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.